Night Fox. We're driving out through the grey grasses and the grey air of dusk, the sheep grey as the grey dust. Then the darker grey of night settling on the skin and the grit in our hair. In the night, the shim of country slips slim and the blank fall of sex and space strokes the skin like a lover. The full dark stings the air with lanolin, ammonia, sheep shit. And here the dim movement of beasts. We drive up slowly, unlit, the sniper leaning on the cabin of the ute, the spotlighter ready, and then our salt of light and a paddock of green sparks, the eyes of sheep, and amid them one pair, red, the fox, not ashamed to look to the light. When do you admit that it is not enough when the vines grow in, when the barbarians are at the gate, when you finally see the fox eye and know that it's your own, hunted, and not quite the thing desired, the marginal beast because of not who but what you are? When do you admit that after all you care? And standing in the shadows, ready for the kill, is not enough. When do you admit desire, dense agency, allow stark wonder is not a sin? When do you greet the barbarians because you are one of them, the destroyers, the ones with teeth and appetites for war? When do you admit this vulpine thing walking on quiet paws in your spine, a hypodermic rage? When do you admit to that? An ecstasy of oranges. An ecstasy of oranges picked from the tree, fulfilled in theft, the flesh eater stealing quivering fruit. It longs to be taken, to be plucked, devoured whole, spat forth, many seeds fallen on the stony ground, the others wait. Pick me, pick me. Their desire is silent, orange. Their roundness rests sullenly, beautifully, against the sunlight that suckled them. Pick me, pick me. My juices suck me again. Taste my flesh. Give me the sweet, savoured agony of my wishes. Eat, O my saviour. Drink, eat. Save me.